This is 2EC playing the South Coast Greatest Hits. Now, I have been talking a lot about pollution in the ocean, and I'm unapologetic about that. At least 8 million tonnes of plastic ends up in our oceans every year, endangering the lives of all marine animals, including the lives of sea turtles, who have been living in our oceans for over 100 million years. Now, there is an author, illustrator, and mother of four, Lauren Briggs, who has written a new fictional children's book called Little Paygo, and it's been written to change the way our future generations think about plastic waste. I've got Lauren on the phone. G'day, Lauren.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. Now, I'm really interested in this book. Tell me all about it.
So Little Paygo is a very energetic and yet vulnerable baby sea turtle who lives on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. And in his search for food, he unfortunately finds that everything he goes to eat is plastic. And so the story highlights one of the critical threats our marine life face, plastic pollution in our ocean. And so when I wrote and illustrated the book, I really wanted to inspire children and their parents and grandparents and teachers to have important conversations about how we can care for our marine life and oceans and what actions we can take. So Little Paygo is symbolic of the welfare of all marine life, and he's here to empower children to make a difference in a very real way by eliminating the use of single-use plastics in our lives.
I think that's fantastic, because if children are taught early about this and they're taught, so do you think your book and books like yours will have an effect on the way children think about this issue?
I really do. I really believe that when you give kids a purpose and an understanding of the environment they live in, that they really thrive and they can start making really good choices that impact the environment and our marine life and all animals.
You have been inspired to write this book by your own experience. And can you tell me a bit about that?
Absolutely. So actually, when I was at university, I created Little Paygo in an animation class, and he remained in my drawing book until I went with my family a few years ago to Borneo and to a small island off Borneo's coast that has a turtle conservation island. And when I started learning the facts that only one in 1,000 baby sea turtles makes it to adulthood, I knew that I needed to do something about that. And being a mother of four children, I felt it was my responsibility to teach them about living a far more sustainable life, and having the skills of being an illustrator, writer, and storyteller, I thought that a picture book would be the perfect way to share this really important message.
Do you think children are getting the message, Lauren?
I hope so, and I really do believe that, you know, schools are teaching really important messages. Take Three for the Sea, who's endorsed Little Paygo, have an incredible environmental program for Australian school children. And our lovely publisher, Boolorong Press, are donating a percentage of the sale of each book to Take Three for the Sea. So I think when organisations all come together and we work collectively, we can make a really huge impact.
Okay, well, I wish you all the best, and hopefully you come up with some really good books again in the future. So is this... Thank you for your time. Is Little Paygo is just available in bookstores now? Is that right, Lauren?
Absolutely. It's available in all good bookstores and online at Booktopia, Boolorong Press, and, of course, littlepaygo.com. We have a beautiful website which has amazing information resources for classrooms, art activities to work on at home, and most importantly, tips on how to eliminate single-use plastics in the home.
Good on you, Lauren. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.